Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goob Gooper. Hello. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And now, all the way from Albacete, this is Stain. Marvin. You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was, as I said, a band called Stain, who got in touch via email, and well done to them, sent me a fantastic message saying, they said, hi guys, so for both of us, Tony.
Oh, hello.
They said, hi guys, we're a punk rock band from Spain. Here are a couple of tracks. Wondered if you'd like to play one of them. And yes, I do. And thank you very much to Stain. I've just been finding out where Albacete is, Tony.
Right.
It is southeast of Madrid.
Right.
So it's inland. It's not a coastal town.
Okay.
It's internal Spain. It's the Spanish interior.
Right.
Yeah, quite exciting. And I don't know whether it's a single. They're down as being demos, but they sound like really good demos to me. They sound like the finished article. So I'm not sure whether they are from an upcoming album or not. I didn't get a lot of information from them. But Tony, you can find out more about them.
Okay.
By going to their Bandcamp page, which is
stainband.bandcamp.com,
stainpunkrock.bandcamp.com. Poorly being internet one, Tony Mill. There's a few like that this week, by the way, just to warn you.
Right, okay.
But yeah, so this would normally be the bit in the show when I would read you a poem or tell you a joke, but I haven't had anything. It's the start of the year, isn't it? No one ever gets in touch start of the year.
It's quiet. January is always a little bit like that, yeah.
It is, yeah. So if you have a joke or poem for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, Poetry Corner if it's a poem, and Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. I've also had no more people getting confused with lyrics if you don't know what someone's singing, or you've been singing the wrong thing for years and just found out what it is. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email. I don't know what they're singing. And also, what was that? And the short-lived feature, which was, I don't know how to pronounce Coimbra, whatever it is, Coimbra. That does appear to have already died, so you've already got bored of that. Thanks very much for that. I'm going to play two songs in a row, Tone.
Okay.
Stay tuned for... Oh, and by the way, I should say, we've never played any of the bands on this week's show before.
Ooh.
It's 9 new bands to Punky Radio. So stay tuned for a band all the way from Sunderland, Tony, called Bear Trade.
Okay.
But first up, staying in a roughly northeastern vector, we've only got some post-punk from Hull.
Ooh, blimey.
We played a band from Hull a few weeks ago, and since then we've had a few bands getting in touch from Hull. This is the kind of thing that happens, isn't it?
Yes, they tell their friends, don't they?
And quite clearly, Hull has got a good alternative music scene, because the band I present to you now, Tony, is Cannibal Animal.
Okay.
Who are described as Hull post-punk, and they make quite a racket, I'll tell you. And they've been going down to rave reviews. I know this, it sounds a bit corny and DJ here, but they've been getting rave reviews countrywide, Tony.
Ooh.
And they've been getting quite a bit of airplay themselves on other programmes.
Okay.
But I don't mind about that. Great. Let's get them play as much as possible. Tony, what is Cannibal Animal's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/CannibalAnimal?
No, it's facebook.com/CAnimalUK. So the letter C, then animal, then UK, which is obviously C for Cannibal Animal UK, but actually looks like Cannibaluk.
Cannibal.
But nice. Yeah, the important thing is type in Cannibal Animal to Facebook, you'll find them. Probably be on the internet too. Tony Neil, as I say, stay tuned for Bear Trade. This is Grand Theft Manual.
Yeah.
The Pigskin Bus.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
As promised, that was Bear Trade and a track called Bleeding Heart Trouble, all the way from Sunderland, Tony.
Wow.
But what is Bear Trade's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Bear Trade.
Facebook.com/Bear Trade Band. I told you there's quite a few of these this week, which is B-E-A-R Trade Band, as in trading bears. I'm not sure whether anyone does trade bears, well, I imagine bear traders, hence the phrase bear trade. And we played that track because Bear Trade, that song's free to download on the latest Manchester Punk Festival download. I've plucked another track from it.
Okay.
And the reason for that is that I was planning to play a track by a guy called Pete Lieberman and the Gangster Rabbi.
Right.
Yeah, but I couldn't find anything that would fit in with the show. So at the last minute, I thought I'd better go and get another track. And then I thought, it ought to be something we haven't played before. So I revisited the Manchester Punk Festival free download, volume 12 we're on now, and picked that track off it. So yeah, just type in Manchester Punk Festival, you find out the rest. Tony, and I should say as well, what a marvellous track. Yeah. So thanks very much, Bear Trade, and thanks very much to TNS Records for providing us all with so many of these free downloads. It is an opportunity to get loads of music for now. Tony.
Yeah.
You got any Facebook comments?
Nah.
Oh, bugger. So what are you going to do instead?
I'm going to remind people about Facebook. It is still there. If you are on Facebook, do pop along to our page, which is facebook.com/punkyradio. You can just search Punky Radio, of course. Do like the page, do leave us a comment. Do get in touch. It is very simple to get in touch. We do like to hear from you, so do get in touch. Comments better than messages, as mentioned. Messages we don't check that often. Sometimes they do get checked, but comments are what we're after.
Yeah,
comments,
that's
and
right.
Likes, basically.
Yeah, that's right, because when we used to have the MySpace, we were getting 10 or 15 comments a week, weren't we?
Loads.
Happy days of MySpace. All that time ago. Oh, the MySpace days.
MySpace worked better for us. I don't know why.
It really did. Well, because it was music from the start, and it was the right sort of people. It was everybody into music, wasn't it? It was the whole point of MySpace. Now it's just randoms.
It is.
Yeah. So that means we're not getting the tune this week, and I'm actually going to refuse to play it.
Correct. Yes, no tune this week. But what we are going to do is, as you've just reminded me off here, we haven't done iTunes in a while. So we are on iTunes. We are in the iTunes chart, but the chart is very flexible. A few reviews do make a massive difference to our position in the chart. I think not many podcasts get reviews. So if you do one or two reviews for us, we actually go quite high in the chart. Costs you nothing. Takes you a couple of moments. If you can do it, that would be much appreciated. If you go to punkyrager.com, there is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. You'll need the iTunes account, but if you're on iTunes via your iPhone, you'll already have one. But log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously. I'm going to read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, if you email me your review, tony@punkyrager.com, I will feature you on the show.
And we do enjoy reading them out. We've had some cracking ones down there.
Some great reviews, and they have all been 5 stars, so thank you very much for them.
Of course they have.
Actually.
Right, Tony, would you consider yourself to be an intergalactic sex tourist?
No bit.
I thought as much. Well, how handy then that there's a band put out an album in your name. This is brilliant. All the way from Voodoo Rhythm Records and Hello to Beatman and the rest. A band that I haven't heard of before, from somewhere in Switzerland, but they claim to be from that Welsh place that ends in gogogog.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, I can't think why. They're called the Sex Organs, and they're brilliant, Tony. Nice. I've only just got this album. I've been listening to it all afternoon. It's terrific. And the name of the album is Intergalactic Sex Tourist, so, hey, it's in your honour.
It sounds great to me.
Well, you're going to find out soon enough, Tony, because we're going to play a track.
Okay.
What is the Sex Organs Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheSexOrgans.
Facebook.com/the-sex-organs-29340-1908-60896. And why is that, Tony?
I haven't set a default URL.
But anyway, what they lack in Facebook knowledge, they more than make up for in musical brilliance, Tony.
Excellent.
I don't know how to describe this, other than it's kind of garage, rock and roll, surf, punk happiness.
I'm liking the sound of it.
Are you going to like it even more right now? This is Camel Toe Twist.
Yeah.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I told you that was a cracking track. We will be playing more from the Sex Organs in future weeks. You mark my word, Tony.
Excellent.
Now, did you do anything last week?
I had a band practice on my own. I haven't had a band practice yet with Carl. He's a bit busy this month. But I think we have had kind of positive confirmation that we might have a bassist. Carl's old bassist, old guitarist might be playing bass for us, but he can't come for a couple of weeks, which is handy because I'm going to be away on holiday. Hopefully first week of Feb, fingers crossed, a pop-up band practice, which would be nice.
That's very exciting.
Yeah. Apart from that, airport run, took Stephanie to the airport. She's gone to Germany and I will be joining her next weekend. That's what I've been up to. What have you been up to?
Oh, not a lot. I went to the Lion on Saturday. Oh, blind. What are the chances?
The Lion's calling.
I'm going to have to get rid of that right now. I went to the Lion, Tony, which is an excellent pub down the road from me.
Excellent pub. And
it is an excellent pub, but it doesn't look like it should be where it is. It's kind of, it actually looks, it's got an American feel to it, but it's a real ale pub, and it just looks great. And I walked in on Saturday night, and there was this brilliant blues band playing, the Beeston Blues Company, Tony.
Right, okay.
Who are that kind of real sort of swampy, bluesy, like not kind of pop blues, more the kind of thing I like. Actually, we've got something in the second half of the show, not dissimilar. And they were great, and I had a few pints in there, and then I came back. I very nearly went to see Pama International for the Trojan Records gig that I meant to mention last week, but completely forgot, which is at the Maze. So I'm sorry that I didn't get there, but I imagine it looked like it was going to be very, very busy and brilliant, but I saw some blues instead, so that was it. And then the not entirely sad news that I got last night that Nottingham Forest have sacked their manager.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, it's been coming since his first day in the job, to be honest. So we'll see what happens now. But Forest are not on a good run. We did manage to keep up our new title of Nottingham Forest nil in our last game. But fortunately, it was also Birmingham City nil. So we got a point for the first time in 3 weeks.
Didn't the whole takeover fall through again or something?
Takeover fell through.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Nottingham Forest, my beloved football team, are in a right mess.
Right.
But they did successfully not let any in at the weekend and get rid of the boss. So we'll see which useless sack of shite shows up next.
Okay. Who was the boss?
Philippe Montagnier.
Right, no idea who that is.
Which I believe is French for Philip the Mountaineer.
Oh, okay.
I would have preferred Philippe le Manager de Football.
That would make more sense, wouldn't it?
Because, Philip the Football Manager, it might have been a better job than Philip the Mountaineer. Because we have been left, ironically, we have now been left with a mountain to climb. I've just thought of that. It's like we do this for a living. We're going to go from the vaults now with a very interesting band called Fruit Eating Bears, Tony, which were established in 1976, first got a recording out in 1978, have a fantastic history of just bad luck and funny things happening. And you can find out all about it via their website, which is
fruiteatingbears.co.uk.
It is indeed.
Oh.
Just a really, really fascinating band from Purley, Tony, which is near Croydon.
Right.
And is a leafy suburb of South London, the like of which you wouldn't expect a punk band to be from. They started off as a sort of pub rock band, but then when punk happened, they thought, oh, we'll try some of this.
Right.
So there is a pub rock element to the track we're about to play. And the reason I'm playing it is it's because it's on the Action Time Vision 4CD box set by Cherry Red Records, which is out right now, which I notice is currently sold out.
Oh, good.
So we've had some effect, I think. There are listeners to this show who have bought it. They are going to be pressing more. So if you like what you hear here, there are another 110 tracks to go with this one. And it's the fabulous retail price of $24.95.
Very good.
So you will be able to get an order in for it. Anyway, Tony, probably be Internet 4, Tony 1. Blimey. That's a bad start for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Door in My Face. What did you ever have a girl set your heartbeat?
dirty slime. I'm Dory my face. 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 Rock my back on my heels. Don't want to know what you did. Slime my Dory my face. Did you ever feel like King Kong? Hit you with a hammer? Well, I did. Well, I wasn't gonna take this a laying down. I wasn't used to being messed around. So I knocked on the door, I stood the guys as tall. And you know what he did? He slapped my door in my face. Door in my face. Door in my face. He slapped my door in my face. Door in my. Rock me back on my heels. So when I took the hit with, he slapped my door in my face. Such a hard heart beating, well I did. Told you nothing, spent your money, drank your beer, well I did. Oh, one Saturday night I had something in mind, so I got round to her house for a good time. Well, I walked up to her path, I knocked on her door, and you know what she did? She slammed a door in my face, door in my face, door in my face, door in my face, door in my. Rock my back on my heels. Well, you know what you did? You slapped my door in my face.
You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Fruit Eating Bears, Door in My Face. We won't be playing anything else from them anytime soon because we haven't got anything. And even though they did record quite a lot, they've only got one a sort of best of CD available. That's about it. But you can, as I say, find out more. fruiteatingbears.co.uk. Tony, you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That's handy. That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh, last minute.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you do have a gig for me, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, and what you need to watch them play. It doesn't have to be your band, it doesn't have to be in the UK, it is international. Just let us know if something interesting is happening. I've had a very little through this week, but as luck would have it, I have noticed that there is a local gig at the Doghouse.
Oh, nice.
This Friday, funny enough, it is an Americana band called Highway Junkies.
Right.
Supported by the Maybellines. Highway Junkies apparently are alternative country, Americana, barroom stomp, trucking song, southern rock.
That sounds rocking.
So that should be good. And the Doghouse is always highly recommended. I'm not going to feature it regularly because I do not want to curse it. But if you are in the Carlton area or Nottingham area and you can get into Carlton, do go to that. It's this Friday, the 20th. Doors open at 7:30. I don't have a ticket price, but it's normally, it'd be less than a tenner. It might be eight quid, 9 quid, something like that.
Yeah.
But
they've got great beer and they're reasonably priced.
Yes, and it is worth supporting as a venue. There's not a lot of those around that area, so do support the Doghouse if you can. That's it, though. That's all I have.
It does feel a bit like driving into the past, driving to Carlton, doesn't it?
It does have that distinct feel to it, yeah.
There's a vague air on the surrounding streets and it could kick off at any moment.
And often does.
And often does, yeah, but it's a great venue.
It is.
Yeah, so you get the chance to support that, do.
Yeah.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh. Right.
Yes.
So, I promised you some kind of swampy blues, didn't I?
Yeah.
It's coming now, Tone, in the shape of a two-piece blues outfit from Zwolle, which I believe is in Holland.
Right.
A band called Money and the Mount, say a band, a two-piece. Is that technically a band, or is that a duo?
Well, White Stripes were probably a band, weren't they? So maybe
they were a popular beat combo, weren't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, the band are called Money and the Man, Tony.
Okay.
What is Money and the Man's website?
Moneyandtheman.com.
It is indeed. Huh. And that's the and, even though the band's title is Money and the, what's the?
Ampersand.
Ampersand, yeah. But it's the, Money and the Man, MoneyandtheMan.com. And this is, but we're slowing things down a bit here, Tony, but this is Fives and Sixes.
Not what you thought it was. Lonely, but you're alive.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Money and the Man, a track called Fives and Sixes. And just so you know up front, that was a two-piece band, and the next band we're playing are a two-piece band.
Excellent.
How about that? Just how it's worked out, Tony. There's no symmetry this week, but, you know, there's a bit of stuff going on.
Right.
Are you doing anything this week?
Well, I'll be going to the gym at the end of the week, but so this week will mostly be consisting of work. But I am going to marshal tomorrow, which will be Monday for me, be a couple of days ago when this show goes out. But yeah,
but so that's Marshall, the home of the amps.
Yes, in Milton Keynes.
Yeah,
I'm going to get my amp service. I've had my amp a good 8 or 9 years, and it's the actual amp is hanging by a couple of screws inside the cabinet. And the switch doesn't work, and it sometimes turns off.
Okay.
So I think all the pots just need cleaning, because if you turn the pots, sometimes it just switches off.
Right.
So
it's cracking in place, Marshall. I went there a few months ago.
So hopefully, fingers crossed, I'll get my picture taken.
You will with Lemmy, and then we will update the website.
Yes.
And I look forward to hearing all about your trip.
Thank you very much.
Hey, well, I've not got a lot on this week. I am going to see a band on Saturday, but I don't know which one. It's my mate Martin's birthday, and he's going around a few pubs around Mansfield Road in Nottingham, which is ending up with watching a band, but I don't know any more than that, so I imagine I'll tell you about him next week. Oh, no, it might be the week after.
Which venue would it be?
I can't remember.
Hmm. Oh, there you go. You could start one and go to the Maze, or it could be the Fleece, is it? Is that on there? Anyway.
Yeah, it's further up Mansfield Road.
Right, okay.
So it is. It's kind of our end.
Right, Sherwood Way.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't checked.
Okay.
But knowing him, it'll be some form of rock and blues and might be covers.
Right, okay.
But it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's about it for me. Well, Tony, I think we should play two songs in a row.
I think we should.
Stay tuned for a band that we've never played before, like all the other bands this week, called Deadbeat. I'll tell you about them after we've heard them. Or The Deadbeat. It's another one of those, Tony. Are they Deadbeat? Are they The Deadbeat? I don't know. I would naturally say The Deadbeat, but then other stuff will suggest they're Deadbeat, certainly by the name of the file for the song I'm about to play. I'm boring myself now. The band we're going to play now are a band called The Hyena Kill, Tony. A Manchester two-piece hard rock outfit. But you know what? I think they're more the punk end of it than the rock end, to be honest. And they've been getting quite a bit of press recently as well, and I think you're going to like them very much, my friend.
I've heard of this band.
Well, there you go, then.
They've got a local connection.
Have they?
Yeah, I think the guy is Stephen Dobb, isn't it?
I don't know. You know more about this than I do.
He's the cousin of Andy, who's the ex-singer of Abiotic. Andy Dobb, remember?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's his cousin. I think he used to be in a band called Winterlong over here, and then he went to Manchester University, and then he started this band.
Well, Tony, I didn't expect you to have information.
I couldn't tell you the website, of course, I've heard of the band.
You could definitely give us a go right now. What is the Hyena Kill's website?
Hyenakill.co.uk.
What, sorry?
Hyenakill.co.uk?
TheHyenaKill.com.
Oh, right, okay.
Now, what's that? That's probably the Internet 5, Tony 2, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is.
It is indeed. And this, Tony, is Tongue Tied.
Yeah.
happy.
Bloody bruised and battered, I stumbled through the woods. Army from the ball, I put my to Robin Hood. I swear I'm not guilty, I'm just misunderstood. Try to do things right, but I'm so bad at being good.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Deadbeat, or The Deadbeat. It might be The Deadbeat. It could be Deadbeat. There's Dead and Beat in there somewhere, and you can leave out the if you want. All the way from Oslo, Tony.
Oh, wow, okay.
So this is a band I could possibly bump into at some point, describing themselves as punkabilly, and I think that's about right.
Okay.
There's certainly, it's a hot rocking, bopping fun time, and that's the only track we've got by them right now, but I have a feeling they might send us more when I will be getting in touch with them to let them know. That track was called Home, Tony.
Okay.
I suppose what I'd like to know is, what is Deadbeat's Facebook page?
facebook.com/thedeadbeat
facebook.com/deadbeatpunkabilly so probably being set six, Tony, too. It's a bit of thrashing this week, I'm afraid, mate.
No worries.
Although it would seem that statistically, because some people check these things, you've been losing quite a lot anyway.
Just in general, yeah.
Yeah, in life. Well, no, I'm far more of a loser in life than you are.
Okay, I lose basis a lot.
You do lose basis, but that's more things you lose rather than you being a loser.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, whereas I tend to keep hold of everything, but I'm a complete failure.
Oh.
No, have you got twats?
No.
Oh, for goodness sake.
It's been really quiet this week. As I say, January is a quiet month. Don't know why. But if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me. I do like to hear from you. Can't do the feature without you. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is pretty much that simple, really. Do email your twat. I can't do it without you.
I'm sure we'll get some stuff through soon.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
So what are you going to do instead, Tony?
Oh, the only thing I haven't talked about, I haven't had a movie with you in a while.
Well, if it's an excuse for you to sing your song, I think we should go for it.
Yeah.
You know how excited I get. Go for it.
Tony's movie review. Hey.
Brilliant.
I saw the new Star Wars film, but I don't think we've talked about it yet.
Oh,
have you
is
seen
that Rogue One?
Have you seen Star Wars Rogue One yet?
No. Feel free to spoil it.
Okay.
I might see it at some point. I should think what happens is there's some goodies, some baddies, some lightsabers, and a Death Star.
Mostly, yes.
Excellent.
I think there was only one lightsaber in it.
Oh, wow.
There's not many Jedi's in it. It's set between 3 and 4, but it's set really just before the original. Like, literally, it ends as the other one starts.
Right, okay.
We obviously see Princess Leia's escape from that big ship, and Darth Vader's chasing her, and she's got the plans. So it's about the plans to the Death Star.
All right.
It's really good. It is really good. It's a bit slow at the start, but it's got some really good characters in it. And the droid's really good in it. She's great in it, Felicity Jones. The last third is brilliant. It's a proper good Star Wars battle. It ends with one of the best Darth Vader scenes I've ever seen. Darth Vader's lightsaber is the only lightsaber in it. But it's got some really shoddy CGI people in it. Because they've resurrected Peter Cushing, who was in the original.
Blimey.
Yeah, so he pops up about halfway through, and it's a bit jarring because he's all CG, and it's odd.
It's weird, really odd, isn't
it? Yeah.
Are there any emos in it?
Is there any emos in it? I don't think so. I think
good.
There's no emo Kitten Blood Ren.
It's better than The Force Awakens, then.
Yeah, I think it's a better film. It's much more Star Wars-y. It's much harder.
Is it dark and gritty Star Wars?
It's definitely dark and gritty. It's very Empire.
Tony, is it Star Wars for grown-ups?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, well, maybe I will go and see it. I'll wait for it to be on the telly.
I'd do that, yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it is recommended. I think you'd prefer it to Force Awakens. I mean, I liked that, but you didn't like it.
Mate, of course I'd prefer it to Force Awakens. I think Force Awakens is one of the worst films I've ever seen. I thought it was absolutely appalling. And you might remember, I did my own review about a year ago.
You did. You really didn't like it.
I really didn't. No. You know, I was with Luke Skywalker at the end of that film, standing on the edge of the cliff. I was ready to jump with him. Yeah. But anyway, Rogue One looks good.
It's good. It is good. It's a bit boring at the start. Stick with it. I think it would work very well as a double bill with the original at the end.
Cool. Right.
When it comes out on DVD, I'll watch them both, and I think that'd be good.
Right. So that concludes
Tony's Movie Review. Hey.
That's such a great tune.
Good, isn't it?
Last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
And that last track is by a band called Last Quokka.
Hmm.
And quokka, Q-U-O-K-K-A. I've got a feeling it's an Australian rodent, a quokka.
Right.
I think it's an Australian album, animal of some sort. And Last Quokka, Tony, they are anti-fascist, pro-feminist, gay-friendly, proto-punk.
Right.
How about that?
Well, how about
this
that?
This is quite a slow track for the end of the show, but it's one of those ones, you know, every once in a while I like to play something utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is utterly ridiculous, and I think you're going to like it very, very much. Perth, of course, they actually make a point of saying that Perth is the most remote city in the world.
Is it?
Yeah, and what was that tapping about?
It's me. I mean, that was my thinking tap.
Oh, right. I thought someone had come round and there was a secret knock to get into your room.
It's the cat dragging the feeding tin across the door. I think you're right. It's top left, isn't it, Perth?
It's top left.
Oh,
no,
Australia? No.
West.
Yeah.
It's just west.
Oh, okay. I always think it's in the corner.
Okay. Do you?
Yeah. But then again, I'm not very good at geography.
No.
Or history.
I don't think it's at the top. I think it's in the middle of the end.
You're probably right.
It's the middle of that. It's the middle of that. Anyway, it's well remote. They've got some really ridiculous songs, of which this is one of them. And I kind of don't want to tell you anything about it, except that it's something many of us gentlemen have witnessed, experienced, and possibly been a little bit upset about.
Right.
But they give it a lovely twist and make it all right.
Okay.
What is Last Quokka's Facebook page?
facebook.com/LastQokka?
It is indeed, and quokka, as I say, is Q-U-O-K-K-A. Tony, I just, I look, j- hey, This is Splashback.
Hey, you at the urinal, pissing in the corner. Why don't you shuffle along and piss next to me? If you're stuck behind me and you don't think there's any room left, squeeze on in shoulder to shoulder and piss with me. Splashback is alright by me. Splashback is alright. Splashback is alright by me. Splashback is alright. Cause I'm wearing long jeans and I wash them pretty regularly. Maybe not probably once a week, but that's enough to get your piss off my pants. And it doesn't matter, cause this whole world is full of piss anyway. Splashback is okay. Splashback is okay. Your splashback is okay. Your splashback is okay with me. It's okay with me. Care about the size of your dick. If I look, it'll be an accident. I don't care if it's short, long or thin. We can talk about the government. Splashback is okay, splashback is okay. Splashback is okay, splashback is okay with me. Your splashback is okay with me. Splashback is okay with splashback is okay. Splashback is okay. Splashback is okay. Splashback is okay with me. It's okay with me. If you get a bit of stage fright, it doesn't really matter, cause I respect you for pissing next to me. Stand or squat, stand or squat, stand or squat, stand or squat with me. Let's all piss together happily.
Oh, hey. In a cabin down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That's about the size of it. I hope you enjoyed Splashback as much as I did. And I'm not just talking about the song, Tony. maybe you could mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Yeah, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, ANDRA.SE, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
Three cracking stations that we are very appreciative of being on. Hello to all of our online listeners and to all of our listeners. We would like you to get in touch, though, because we are a bit lower stuff, aren't we? So
yeah, please get in touch as early as you can. Don't leave it to the last minute.
Yes, don't leave it till the last minute. Otherwise, you might find out it's actually beyond the last minute because of our sneakiness.
Yes.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-boog, a-poog.
Bunch of guns!